Hello and welcome. We have a problem. As India crossed another milestone of administering 25 crore COVID-19 vaccine doses, government data shows that many more men are receiving the vaccines compared to women. Women are stereotypically, at least, the providers, the caregivers, the nurturers of the young and the old, yet their vaccinations are lagging. What are the implications of this for us as a society? Are our policymakers aware of this? Do they look at the vaccination drive through a gender lens? Shouldn't they? On We the People tonight, can we allow inequality in our vaccine policies? Does this need to be urgently addressed by our government at all levels? Joining us on the show tonight, we have Dr. Geeta Punhani, Associate Professor at the University of Delhi. We have Amita Pitre, the lead of gender justice at Oxfam India. Lalita Kumaramangalam, former NCW chairperson, director of the India Foundation and member of the BJP. But let me first establish what the problem here is. Geeta Punhani, India already has a skewed sex ratio. Gender inequality has been documented everywhere across all spheres. The pandemic, we know, has led to girls dropping out of schools, job losses for women in the unorganized sector. And now, a vaccination drive, no different?
Yeah, thank you for having me. Now, when we look at the statistics, as you have pointed out, that there is a very silent and surely a gap between men and women being vaccinated. Now, if I look at yesterday's figures, there is a gap of about 1.7 crores. And remember, we are very early into the vaccination drive, just 5 months into it. And we have a long way to go. And once when this vaccination goes to the rural landscape, this gap is going to widen. Mm. And I think nobody has paid heed to it. I'm very glad that, you know, they are talking, the government is talking about the rural-urban divide, but nobody is talking about the gender divide. Yeah. And I think we have to start talking about it right now, because as time passes, things would get difficult. And we cannot let women be marginalized for this very important vaccination campaign.
So is it just access to vaccines? Is it access to information regarding its safety? Why exactly are women lagging behind? As you point out, when we move into rural areas, it's likely to widen further.
Yeah, because you see, if you look at the gender indices, now if you look at the literacy rate, there's a huge gap between men and women. If you look at the digital divide, there is a gap between men and women. Now, if you look at the internet connectivity, that there are about only about,
Pull up this data too.
Yeah, so we can, yeah, the women connect.
20% of women own less.
Is much lesser. And the problem is that they have to register on the COWIN platform. Though, of course, now the government has started the walk-in registration also. But all these would lead to a gap in the vaccination drive between men and women. Also, there are socio-cultural factors, the patrilineal structure, the other factors related to dependence on men for technology, etc., etc. So there are a huge number of factors that would affect that would widen the gap between men and women.
All of this, the literacy, the digital divide that already exists, that just perpetuates this problem, you're saying.
Yes,
women and girls in India have limited access to technology, especially mobile phones and the internet. We can pull up those statistics that you were looking for too. Studies have shown that there's a mobile gender gap too. Less women own mobile phones than men do in India. And of course, there are always those politicians who say things like the internet is bad, a bad thing for girls who will indulge in so-called galat kaam, etc. Let's go across to, I have Soumya joining us. He is, perhaps he could help, give us an example of how exactly this works on the ground. Soumya joins us. You're a student pursuing your MBA from Udaipur, but you're currently in your hometown. Is that correct? In MP, Netanagar? So, Swami, you've taken your first dose. Everybody in your family has gotten their first dose. How did you all navigate, COVID?
So, basically, what actually happened, I observed two factors that, as Geeta ma'am told, my mother, my grandmother and my aunt, they found it very difficult to, you know, register on COWIN website. So it was, since it was not an offline registration, it was very difficult for them. And one more thing that I actually found here was that men here thinks, you know, ki women, they have most of the work they have related to home, so they don't need to go outside that much. We have to go to home that a lot out of home, so they can get vaccinated later. So that is what I think is widening the gap between the vaccination.
So it perpetuates the the challenges, the disadvantages that women have, that if we had certain steps and were we allowed to step out of our homes for jobs, etc., now perhaps we're regressing and going back in time. But let me understand this. You said your mom, your grandmom and your aunt. But Soumya, when you register on COWIN, you can register four people at a point of time. So how did, who all did you register, and how did you pick?
Actually, I did not know about, four people registering along, in a one thing. With one Aadhaar card. So I actually did with separate Aadhaar cards. So they were all dependent on me. So that's how the thing is.
So I think that's a crucial word you point out here. All the women were dependent on you. You don't have a so obviously you're the educated member in this family. You have access to the internet. You don't have a sister?
I do. Yeah, but she is not currently here. So I will.
Okay. And you, I heard, are the most educated or among the most educated in the in the area where you live. So everybody was coming to you asking for help to navigate this?
Yeah, actually, even in my locality, many of the, families came to me and, asked for, please register us for vaccination, because the slots were filling up so fast. So they had to do it.
And were these mostly men? Were there women also from the neighborhood coming and asking you for help?
No, actually, most of them were men. So only few of them were women.
All right. And were the men choosing to vaccinate their wives, their daughters, etc.?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Lalita Kumaramangalam, even I struggle to get an appointment on COVID, and I speak from a position of privilege. Due to digital illiteracy, women are going to be dependent on these, so-called tech-savvy males in their home to do the needful, like Soumya here. We are perpetuating then this patriarchal ecosystem that already exists. Not many rural women know how to read or write, and forget about signing up on COWIN. And as Soumya said, they're expected to be looking after children at home. How are they supposed to travel to vaccination centers? Have all of this been thought of by our policymakers?
I think I agree with what Soumya says, that unless women are specifically, and I unfortunately have to use this word, targeted for vaccinations, they are going to be left well, way behind, especially once we get to the less urbanized places, smaller towns, villages, etc. More so, I think, in Middle India, North India, and the, Bihar, UP, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, etc. Now, one thing that the Indian, whether it's at the state level or the central level, and I suppose there has to be a fair amount of coordination there. But since it's the states who are responsible for the distribution of the vaccine at the grassroots level, I'd like to tell them that, they should look at how polio was, the polio vaccination strategy was carried out. Yes, that took a lot, far longer time. But for polio, we actually brought in the women who work at the grassroots. And these are women themselves. So they obviously have more access to women, the Anganwadi workers, the dais in the villages who are overburdened and all of that, I agree. But they are women, and it is easier for them, given the socio-cultural mores of India, which are not going to change overnight, as you know, Sarah. Unfortunately, they are not going to change. They haven't changed for God knows how many years. I doubt if patrilinear systems, etc., are going to disappear overnight. So we have to work in such a way where we can actually give these women the choice. Now, one of the things also about the lack of internet users amongst women is the fact that it's not just men and women who are patriarchal. It's just patriarchy that says that the internet is not good for people. Politicians across the board have this unfortunate, extremely, according to me, terrible attitude towards women having freedom to use the internet and on various other things. Women are not allowed to get out of the house. They don't have access to as much money in order to be able to pay for a vaccination. There are a myriad reasons. The fact is that women will be falling behind. They already are, but I'm afraid that that gap is going to widen, not narrow, as we get to the villages, which means that we have to really decentralize the program right down to the panchayat level. We have to make collectors, we have to make SPs, we have to make DSPs, we have to make the DMs, all the people in the villages who have a real authority responsible for seeing that the existing government infrastructure is used to enable women to get the vaccination. Because I'm afraid that if women get left out, it's not just going to be the fact that COVID is going to rise and deaths may rise. It's also the fact that caregiving is going to get extremely highly adversely affected. The economy is going to get adversely affected, and we just can't afford to do it. So
but
regardless of whether...
You said that now the states are now responsible for distributing vaccines, so they should like look at the example of the polio drives. Surely the central government, we are 6 months into our vaccination drive.
No, I said that there has to be a fair amount of coordination between state and center. But let's also remember that there is a vaccine shortage as of now. That will ease probably in July, August. Before it eases, states and center have to sit down together and work out, taking examples from the extremely successful polio vaccination program that India's had, where we've actually almost eradicated polio 100%. Maybe there are a few sporadic cases here and there,
okay,
but largely eradicated them. They have to sit down and work out an extraordinarily decentralized program. Otherwise, for us to expect that the patrilineal, patriarchal
yeah.
mores that exist
yeah.
will go away just because COVID is there, it's not going to go away.
Okay.
We can see people not even wearing masks. So forget about gender being a worry to them. So the planners, whoever they may be, politicians, planners, bureaucrats, everybody across the gap, they have to sit down and work out where the grassroots, we have extraordinarily efficient grassroots workers throughout the country.
All right,
we have
let's bring in one of them. We'll try and get it an ASHA worker. But we have Vandana Sharma from Muzaffarpur in Bihar joining us. She's a social activist. Vandana ji, thank you. आप सोशल एक्टिविस्ट हो, आप 20 साल से काम कर रहे हो ऑन द ग्राउंड, अभी आप कोरोना वायरस की अवेयरनेस को स्प्रेड करने के लिए काम कर रहे हो. जब आप लोगों के घर में जाते हो तो आपने क्या देखा है, आपकी एक्सपीरियंस क्या हुई है?
या जी बिल्कुल, नमस्कार, मैं बिहार से हूँ और जब हम अपने समुदाय में जा रहे हैं और देख रहे हैं तो जो कोरोना का जो महाकाल है और COVID-19 का जो वैक्सीनेशन के ऊपर हम लोग जो देख रहे हैं, वो देखने को मिल रहा है कि हमारी औरतें, हमारी महिलाएं इस वैक्सीन को कम ले रही हैं. और जब इसके पीछे के कारण को हम लोग ढूंढना चाह रहे हैं तो बहुत से कारण मिल रहे हैं. सबसे पहले तो ये है कि हमारे गाँव की जो गरीब अनपढ़ महिलाएँ हैं उनके पास तो मोबाइल फोन नहीं है जिससे वो ऐप को डाउनलोड कर सके और उसमें अपना रजिस्ट्रेशन करा सके. ये मतलब डिजिटल संसाधन का अभाव है और साथ साथ डिजिटल ज्ञान का भी अभाव है गांव की ग्रामीण अनपढ़ गरीब महिलाओं के बीच में. उनके पास संसाधन नहीं है, अपने हाथ में मोबाइल नहीं है, अगर मोबाइल भी है तो उनके पति का है, उनके बेटा के पास है, तो वो अपना तो रजिस्ट्रेशन नहीं करा पाती हैं, इसलिए वो वैक्सीनेशन में पीछे रह रही हैं. ये एक बहुत बड़ा कारण हम लोगों को देखने को मिल रहा है. उसके आगे भी दूसरी बात ये है कि इसके संबंध में अनेक प्रकार की मिथक जो है ये भी काम कर रहा है. जैसे पैट्रियार्कल की बात, पितृसत्तात्मक सोच में हमारी महिलाएं ये सोचती हैं कि पुरुष बड़ा है और उसका जीना, उसका स्वस्थ रहना वो ज़्यादा जरूरी है. वो आज भी इस बात को लागू कर रही है, मान रही है. तो वो ये भी है कि जब वैक्सीन होता है तो 2-3 दिन बुखार लग जाता है, किसी को लगता है, किसी को नहीं लगता है.
Correct.
महिलाओं को लगता है कि अगर फीवर हमारे पति को और बेटा को होगा तो हम तो उसकी सेवा कर देंगे, वो ठीक रहेगा, लेकिन अगर हम बीमार होंगे तो कौन देखेगा, खाना कौन बनाएगा, घर के मवेशी को कौन रखेगा, बकरी कौन चराने जाएगा, ये सब सारा काम औरतों के ऊपर होता है. तो वो निश्चित है कि वैक्सीन लेना नहीं चाहती है, वो चाहती है कि हमारा पति ले ले, हमारा बेटा ले ले और हम रहें, हम स्वस्थ हैं, हम काम करने के लिए रहें, क्योंकि वो द्वयम मान रही हैं और द्वयम भी मानती हैं. इसके साथ साथ हम लोग ये भी समुदाय में देख रहे हैं अनेक प्रकार के भ्रम मिथक है कि अगर वैक्सीनेशन महिला लेती है तो वो गर्भवती नहीं होंगी, प्रेग्नेंट नहीं होंगी, उनकी प्रेगनेंसी नहीं थमेगी, महावारी अनियमित हो जाएगी। इसलिए इन सब चीजों को भी देखा जा रहा है और औरत वैक्सीनेशन नहीं करा रही है। साथ साथ कुछ और बातें हैं, जैसे कि इसके संबंध में जो रिसर्च हुए, पहले तो कोवैक्सीन आया, वो 28 दिन के बाद लगना था, उसके बाद कोविड शील्ड आया तो उसके लिए हुआ पहले 41 दिन, अब क्या हो गया है कि वो 13 हफ्ता 8 हफ्ता से 13 हफ्ता तक चला गया, 16 हफ्ता तक भी। तो ये भी भ्रम जो है बहुत ज्यादा फैल गया और इसके बाद
मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन टू। वंदना जी थैंक यू, आपने बहुत अच्छी तरह से समझाया है क्योंकि और योर ईयर टू द ग्राउंड, आप हमें रियलिटी चेक दे रहे हो, सो थैंक यू फॉर दैट। अमिता पित्रे, यू नो वेरी वरिंग टू हियर वंदना जी, बट दिस इज द रियलिटी ऑन द ग्राउंड व्हेन यू हियर हर से दैट वुमेन यू नो प्रिफर टू लेट देयर हस्बैंड्स गेट द वैक्सीन बिकॉज देयर एट होम एनीवे, आरंट वी जस्ट परपेचुएटिंग द साइकिल ओवर हियर, फ्रॉम एम्प्लॉयमेंट टू वेजेस टू वैक्सीनेशंस, इंडियन वुमेन आर डिस्प्रोपोर्शनेटली बेरिंग द ब्रंट ऑफ द पैंडेमिक, बट are we also reversing the gains that we have made so far, precarious progress that we had made over the years that we had slowly built up to?
Definitely. I mean, this is something to worry for all of us, because for example, in education, we have definitely a kind of gotten setback, because yes. We've been making really good strides in education. But what happens when the education is entirely left more than 1 year to online education? There are, I'm sure there are going to be those girls, adolescents especially, who will never come back to school. And we have been having these issues of early marriages happening in India.
Yeah.
So similarly, mobile phones, we have, you know, been bridging the gap, But again, the economy is doing so badly. Women were thrown out of the work at a higher portion, higher rate, and women towards the workforce, more of them are out. We really do risk. We haven't, for example, put out gender segregated data systematically. We don't know about women with disabilities, different kinds of segregated social group segregated data, how Dalits are doing, how the Adivasis are doing. There is all that pregnant women should also be getting the vaccine, but none of the vaccine trials include pregnant women at all for us to know how they would, their bodies would react to the vaccine. I think there's a huge gender gap for us, and there is the fear that might come back.
And this isn't being factored in by our planners. Another very important point that Vandana ji raised was about vaccine hesitancy. We want to talk about that also a little bit. Let's try and get a doctor in on the show. We have to go in for a short break. We'll come back on the other side with a doctor who can touch upon this crucial issue. Stay tuned. Welcome back on We the People. We just heard Vandana Sharma talk about vaccine hesitancy, especially amongst women. Let's bring in Dr. Sumitri. He's the head of Department of Critical Care Medicine at the Holy Family Hospital. Vaccine hesitancy also aggravated amongst women because of myths, rumors, misinformation related to menstruation, to fertility, pregnancy and lactation. Where do we stand right now? What does the government stand on vaccinations for pregnant women?
So in India, I don't think we are doing vaccination for pregnant women, though for other countries with the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine in the US, they are doing vaccination for pregnant women. But in India, we are not yet doing, but for lactating women, we are doing vaccinations. So there is not yet clarity on that. You see, vaccine hesitancy for everyone, not just pregnant women, is also based on the fact that there is many times a lack of transparency, inadequate information. And the information should not only go top down. It has to be worked upon at the local level, at the PHC level, at the urban center. People have to talk. The healthcare workers have to talk to people to convince them. It's not easy to do that, yeah. Particularly when data is not clear. for both the vaccines in India. Full data has not yet been published. So those are the issues which it's not just for pregnant women, but otherwise too.
And the other issues that hesitancy, apart from pregnancy and lactation, fertility, again, women being at home, not having access to information, I mean, it just kind of perpetuates. It feels like there's just so much they're up against.
Exactly. There is always an accentuation of the healthcare, the differences that are there between healthcare delivery to gender in the context of gender, socioeconomic status, caste, race, which get accentuated in these times. And this is becoming more obvious in India and we have to look at not just, I mean, gender is very, very important, but also the socioeconomic, the deprived are also getting, the differences are getting accentuated more and more.
Absolutely. Whether it's digital, whether it's urban, rural, whether it's,
exactly.
You know, the well-off and the least well-off, but within these subcastes too, women are, disproportionately weaker off when it comes to getting vaccinated. But I want to end with Bandana Sharma. Bandana ji, pehle aap bataiye, to ab karna kya chahiye? Sarkar ko kya karna chahiye abhi? Because we're now 6 months into this vaccination process. We have 6 months left in the year. Sarkar keh rahi hai, by the end of this year, everybody needs to be vaccinated. Aur pehli baat, have you been vaccinated?
Yeah. सरकार को तो इसके संबंध में जो भी मिथक है, भ्रम है, इसको दूर करने के लिए जागरूकता करने की जरूरत है. और जो भी ग्रास रूट के जो हेल्थ वर्कर है, जैसे आशा दीदी हैं, आंगनबाड़ी सेंटर वाले लोग हैं, उनके बीच में भी जागरूकता करने की जरूरत है और काफ़ी मजबूती से ज़रूरत है. और ये भी होना चाहिए, सरकार को ये करना चाहिए कि जो टीकाकरण का केंद्र है वो नज़दीक होना चाहिए, हर वार्ड में होना चाहिए, क्योंकि इसकी भी दूरी काफ़ी दूर है. तो दूर जाने में बुजुर्ग और विकलांग महिलाओं को बहुत परेशानी होती है. उसके बाद लॉकडाउन में अभी जो यातायात का साधन था उसका भी अभाव था. तो अगर यह हर वार्ड में आ जाए या हर
लेडीज इतना दूर जाएंगे तो बच्चे को कौन देखेगा?
बच्चे को कौन? ये बहुत बड़ी समस्या है. तो और बुजुर्ग जा नहीं सकते हैं इस तरह से, विकलांग भी नहीं जा सकते, और उनको ले कौन जाएगा? जब ये मान्यता ही नहीं है कि औरत अपने स्वास्थ्य के लिए जी सकती है, तो फिर उसको कौन सा पुरुष उठा करके ले जाए, वो खास करके बुजुर्ग और विकलांग महिला को? ये तो बहुत बड़ी समस्या है. तो इसके लिए सरकार को हर आंगनबाड़ी केंद्र पर भी टीकाकरण की व्यवस्था करनी चाहिए. उससे ये होगा कि लोग
और वंदना जी, आप एजुकेटेड हो, आप सोशल एक्टिविस्ट हो, आपकी टीका हो गई है. व्हाट अबाउट योर children, your daughters in law, आपके family में सारे women की टीका हो गई है?
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल, सारे women की टीका हो गई, हमने खुद करवाया है और बहुत लोगों को भी करवाया, अपने परिवार के अलावा सबको ले जा करके.
All right, Vandana Sharma, thank you so much for your time and thank you of course doctor. We though have to question again why we don't have initiatives that prioritize this vulnerable section of our society, where since other vulnerable sections are being prioritized, we need to put gender equity at the forefront of our COVID-19 response. Remember, sustainable development is not going to be possible if women are marginalized, especially in the health sector. Thank you all for joining us on We the People tonight. Bye-bye.